With Peter before us today, the gospel affirms that strength and weakness can be found in the same person. And I suppose that's good news for us all. The weakness of Peter is there, all alone, and it is unmistakable. But Christ sees Peter's strength, and that too is good news for us, because Peter's not the only person in whom there is strength and weakness. As we gather here today, we can only hope that Christ sees some strength in us as well. There is a pattern to Peter's experience with Christ that we might refer to as call, fall, recall. That first call occurred as Jesus was beginning his ministry. The second call is the one we hear today. Perhaps after 3 years passed between those calls, and during that time, a lot of things happened to Peter. He found out a lot about the one who called him, about the task to which he was called, and most of all, he found out a lot about himself. And most of that was nothing to brag about. When the second call comes, Peter is a lot more wise and humble. And so is his response this time, which is much more mature and enlightened than the first time. I like to think that Peter's story is a lot like our own. And that pattern of call, fall, and recall is the pattern of our lives as well. It's that middle part that matters and makes us more wise and humble as well. Sadly, and we know this story personally, too many people get the first two parts of the experience, but they miss the third. When their fall comes, it's just too devastating or too destructive. And they never hear and never respond to the recall for one reason or another, and they have left. They're gone. We all know people like that who have fallen and never get up, or who have faced a tragedy and never risen above it, and who've been broken and never healed, peoples whose weaknesses overcome their strengths. The story of Peter is the heart of the gospel message for people who have strengths and weaknesses, who have been called to faith and have fallen. Still in this Easter season, we proclaim as a church that with Christ, no fall is the end of the story. We are, because of the power of forgiveness, all of us recalled again. The story reminds us that something more is expected of people who are forgiven, of people who have fallen. There is no just going back to the way things were, like Peter and his friends who decided to go fishing. Once called and fallen, there is forgiveness. And then there is mission. There's something more to do after forgiveness and reconciliation. In this world today, my friends, we cannot keep it to ourselves as Catholics. The world is starving for spiritual nourishment, and people are looking for God everywhere. There's too much ignorance and too much prejudice about Christians and our beliefs. Our society is growing increasingly unwilling to defend the dignity of innocent human life, increasingly dismissive of the critical importance of married love to the health of human society, and increasingly hostile to the teachings of Jesus. If we do not speak up, who will? We, all of us, are recalled in the strength and weaknesses of our lives to love and feed his lost sheep. That's not just the job of Peter. It's the job of the church, and the church is sitting in here. Christ has given us his Spirit with all the gifts we need. All we need to do now is step out with faith and courage and let the Holy Spirit take care of the rest.